This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Monday, April 6th, pandemic.news update. I read recently that the overriding emotion on Twitter right now and much of social media is fear. Fear? Yeah, it turns out that people are fearful because they've been living in a delusional fairy tale, and now that fairy tale is crumbling, and nowhere is that more apparent than in the world of finance. People are fearful because they're losing their pensions, their savings, their jobs, you know, all these things happening all at once. And I've been trying to explain to people for years that if you put your money in the stock market, you're participating in a Ponzi scheme. Those assets aren't real. Of course they're going to collapse. They're not even real. They can't even be realized. And over the years, I've been trying to find good ways to explain this because I've known doctors and scientists who can't even understand the basics of why stock market valuations are, you know, mass delusion. But I think I've come up with an easy way to explain it. So here it is. Suppose you have 100 people in a room and all 100 people own one share of a company called, I don't know, ABC Company. And the last trading price of ABC Company shares was $100. So you have 100 people who each have one share worth $100. So that's $10,000 in so-called equity in the room, right? Now, suppose that one person in the room, for some reason, is willing to pay double that to another person in the room who's selling. Suddenly, he pays $200 a share. So the stock price goes to $200 a share. Now, in that one transaction, which only involved the exchanging of $200, but now everybody in the room thinks that their shares are worth $200 each. So you have 100 people who now think their shares are worth $200. So there's a total asset in the room of $20,000. So the assets in the room went from $10,000 to $20,000 because one person bought one share for $200. How can that be? How can the $20,000 be real? It isn't real. But everybody in America especially thinks that the $20,000 is real because that's the last trading price. So they say, oh, I have a share that's worth $200. And one day I'll be able to sell it for $200 and, you know, claim that money or live on it or have it be my retirement or even use it as an asset to buy a home or something. But it's all illusion. Because the minute everybody tries to sell their stocks in order to realize the gains, the minute that happens, that $20,000 vanishes. It's over. So that $20,000 was just pure illusion from the start. It did not exist, but everybody thought it did. You see, that's a Ponzi scheme. And in order to keep the market going higher, everybody has to keep purchasing more and more stocks at ever higher prices. That's the only way they can keep the market propped up. That's the only way it works. And that's what it is. That's the definition of a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi schemes don't bounce back because they collapse because there's no real structure underneath them. They're not based on reality. In other words, the stock prices in these overpriced stocks were not based on real assets and real revenues and real dividends. In most cases, you take the stock price of a company like Uber. Uber has no profits whatsoever. They've never made a dime. All they've done is burned other people's money. And there's a lot of companies like that, lots of them, especially in the tech sector, just burn other people's money. And yet, you are told that those companies are worth billions of dollars. How can they be? Well, it's because somebody in the room paid somebody else too much for the stock, and now everybody who holds the shares, just like that 100 people in the room, thinks that they've got assets that in the aggregate are worth billions of dollars. But it's all fiction. It's all fiction. There's nothing there. In many cases, many of these companies, they've got no assets, they've got no profits, no revenues, they don't own anything, they don't have any factories, nothing. It's all pure delusion. And so this will not bounce back. In fact, what the Fed is trying to do now is to reinflate the bubble of delusion. That's what all the bailouts are all about. And the purchasing of corporate bonds and flooding the country with helicopter money. This is all about trying to reinflate the Ponzi scheme. It's as if you're in a giant Ponzi scheme and a few people took their money out, and the Ponzi scheme is just about to collapse, and then the Fed comes along and says, well, we got to rescue this Ponzi scheme. We got to bail it out. And so they try to reinflate it. Well, when they try to reinflate it, all they're doing is worsening the Ponzi scheme, which will eventually collapse one way or the other, and making the fiat currency increasingly worthless. And that's really what's happening right now, is they're destroying the dollar. What they should be doing is allowing the market to settle at the actual price that makes sense in a pandemic with a supply chain crisis and a collapse of much of the economy. You know, prices should be lower. That's rational. But the powers that be don't want anything to go lower, so they are bailing everybody out to reinflate the Ponzi scheme. And in doing so, guess what they're also doing? They are buying up the businesses and the economy. They're buying it all up. So the Federal Reserve is going to own the economy. They're going to own the businesses. They're going to own the mortgages. They're going to own the debt. They're going to own everything that matters. They're buying up everything. And eventually, the Fed will just be printing money to buy the debt of the Treasury, and we'll just have runaway hyperinflation. That's where this is going, because the alternative to that is to let the market collapse and find a price that makes sense. But there's too much political pain involved in that, especially President Trump, who has unwisely tried to tie himself to the stock market this entire time. Oh, look, the bubble is bigger. I'm a great president. What nonsense. Foolish. I called him out on that for years, but he can't let it collapse. So it's all about print more money, printing money until the dollar becomes worthless. And so this is theft on a grand scale, theft from the people who earned money. If you worked and you put money in the bank, you're being looted. You're being stolen from. All of us are. And guess who's getting bailed out the most? Oh, big businesses and big banks and wealthy people with connections in Washington. That's who's getting bailed out right now. Not the small businesses. Small businesses can't even get an email back from many of the banks like Wells Fargo that are supposed to be engaged in the, I don't know, paycheck protection program, which doesn't even protect the small business owner. It's just about getting paychecks to the workers. Screw the business owners. That seems to be the attitude in Washington, D.C. Screw the business owners. They're going to bail out the wealthy and the voters. That's kind of pretty much it. The wealthy and the voters. I've called this the FU-shaped recovery. You know how they say there might be a V-shaped recovery, a quick bounce back, or a U-shaped recovery, a slower recovery, or an L-shaped recovery, kind of a flat line? I think it's going to be an FU-shaped recovery, because that's their message, FU. If you're not part of the wealthy elite, you're not getting bailed out. Or if you save money and don't have a loan with Bank of America or Chase or whatever as a small business, you're not getting bailed out, because they're giving bailouts to their customers that took out loans, you see, so that the banks can make sure that their loans get paid back so they don't take any risk. They're using government money to hand over checks to the businesses so that the checks can pay the loans to the banks. And if you didn't have a loan, if you operated as a responsible company with no debt, no loans, no cash flow problems, you're going to get looted. You're being punished. That's the FU-shaped recovery. That's what it is. It's incredible. The people that are getting all the money now are the people who were the worst behaving businesses or individuals or investors. So this is rewarding fiscal lunacy. This is rewarding bad behavior. And if you reward bad behavior, guess what happens? You get more bad behavior, which is exactly what happened in 2008 with the subprime mortgage bailout, which rewarded bad behavior then. So everybody figured, you know, in the banking industry, hey, we can get away with all that again. Let's keep doing it. And fast forward to 2020, they're still rewarding bad behavior. So there will never be an end to the Ponzi scheme until the whole damn thing collapses, which will happen one day, maybe soon. The whole system will collapse. The dollar will crater. The United States of America, as we know it today, will not exist. It will be over. One more nation throughout history that succumbed to bad fiscal policy and, you know, arrogant financial geniuses pulling the levers and turning the knobs who screwed it all up and ended in collapse. You know what? America's no different than Venezuela in this regard, or Zimbabwe, or any other nation that's had hyperinflation and a fiat currency collapse. It's the same thing, just happening to us now, because our national leaders are just as insane and incompetent and dishonest as anybody else's throughout history. And no one can ever make the hard choices. No one's ever asked to act like an adult. Instead, everybody is bailed out for bad behavior, and that's what's going to lead us to collapse. And so if you were someone who took care of your finances and you acted responsibly, prepare to lose everything. And if you're not in line for the right bailout from the right bank with the right political connections, then you're just going to lose everything. And that's the way it's going to be. So don't end up holding dollars. You should hold maybe gold or silver or land or all these other things I've talked about that hold value. That's the way to survive this, because believe me, the people in charge in Washington will not bail you out. They will loot you. They will steal from you. And when the American people finally figured that out in sufficient numbers, there may be a revolution. Who knows? We'll see. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.